Hello, and welcome to Love Bonds, the podcast that will help you understand, nurture, and repair your romantic relationship. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and here I will harness my years of experience as a relationship and couple counselor to deep dive into the complex challenges of romantic relationships. Let's get started. Well, the intro said we're going to deep dive into the complex challenges of romantic relationships, and romantic relationships are being challenged in ways these days like never before. Today's podcast is focused on my New Jersey listeners, and if I could have your ear for just a few more minutes, you'll see why. So, a friend of mine sent me an article that stated that now that the pandemic in China has quieted down, has subsided, couples are running to the divorce court to seek a divorce. And the article was suggesting that this is occurring because couples have spent an intense amount of time together, that it was almost too much togetherness that pushed the relationship over the edge and led the couples to divorce. Well, that's part of the story, but if a couple was taking a beautiful month-long vacation with an abundance of pleasures, they may not be heading to the divorce court. In other words, it's in context of this togetherness under these precarious, uncertain times, where life feels risky and safety and trust are compromised. There's great anxiety, stress, and worry about the future, about safety, about one's health, about our loved ones. There's an enormous strain on relationships under these conditions, even the usually smooth-running ones. People have all kinds of situations that are alarming. There's uncertainty about their work, or they're trying to work together side by side. There might be teenagers or college student age children that are home that would normally be away at school. They have little ones that they have to homeschool. There's all kinds of worries about financial worries, about an uncertain future, about what this all means. A lot of it can be centered around the children or aging parents. You might be worried about elder care or have an older parent living with you. The situations go on, and it's a pressure cooker. It's these conditions that are putting the relationship under such stress. In other words, even a high-functioning relationship under these conditions, in this context, would strain even the best relationships. We're all being tested to the limit here, and these conditions are just a recipe for trouble. So if your relationship was a little rocky to begin with, there were issues, this can push it even further. Or conversely, if your relationship was you were getting along partially because you were going off to work and then having fun on the weekends and not dealing with issues, these conditions can make you look at your partner and say, I didn't really know who you were. All kinds of relationship revelations, let's say, are happening in these strained conditions. It's like a pressure cooker, as I've said before. So why am I addressing this to New Jersey residents? Well, my office is located in downtown Westfield, New Jersey, kind of central north New Jersey. And as a result of the pandemic, like a lot of therapists, I've moved my practice online to telehealth. And as a result of moving my practice into a virtual counseling office, it has now resulted in opening up my services to the entire state of New Jersey. So if you are a New Jersey listener who had been considering obtaining my services, now you can easily do that online. So let me be clear. I am a relationship and couple counselor, specifically the romantic relationship. And an area of expertise within that specialty is I work with couples on issues of infidelity and affair recovery. I have done this since 2013, and my research-based approach works very well. I work on helping couples repair their bond, and I use their the emotional level to do this. So it's about deepening intimacy and connection, as opposed to just working on, communication. I do get a lot of calls, and couples often say to me, when asked, what prompted your request for care? They often say they have an issue with communication, and they get in the office and I chide them a little bit and I say, well, it seems that your vocabulary is quite good. You express yourself clearly and you don't seem to have a hearing problem. So it's not exactly communication. It's more about the bond, the emotional bond, the romantic bond and attachment. So I work with couples in that way. You can come to me as an individual or a couple for relationship care. And I do offer, I just started offering as a result of this pandemic, half-hour sessions, which are more affordable. You can come for the traditional hour-long session. And I also offer extended sessions for those individuals and couples who would like to have more time in session, a 1.5 or a 2-hour session. I found in doing this for many years that relationship relief often begins with the very first session. It does not mean all the problems are solved and years of pent-up tensions are miraculously addressed in an hour. However, I do find that if you look at the start of the session, when folks are coming in more anxious, more stressed, with a lot of strain, by the time the session concludes, they're calmer and they're a little softer with each other. And in that softness and that more vulnerable way, they're able to connect and see, often experience some hope that they're going to be okay. So I'm not joking when I say relief does begin with the very first session. So here's how you can secure your session with me, your online session. Simply go to the practice website, which is opendoortherapy.net. Go there, and you'll see a tab or a button that says schedule. You click on the schedule tab. That will take you to my online scheduler. It's very simple to use. You can register as a new patient. There's a drop-down menu, and you'll have a choice of choosing the half-hour session, the hour session, extended session. And I'm also offering, if you'd like, a free 15-minute phone consultation. You would schedule the same way. Then, after that, except for the free phone consultation, you would then go to the online client intake form, and you and your partner, if it's a couple session, would complete your intake form online. The intake will have some relationship questions that I will look at and read before we meet for the first time. Then, right before your session begins, from the comfort of your own home, you find a private space in your dwelling. You close the door to loosely replicate the counseling office. You'll need some device, a cell phone, a laptop or a desktop with access to a camera and a microphone. You'll come into my virtual waiting room and I'll see you waiting there. I'll click call, and then we will connect and we will have what is essentially a similar to a FaceTime or a Zoom meeting. It's through a HIPAA compliant software program, and I'll see you there. and the session begins. And so I hope that some New Jersey listeners will take advantage of this unique opportunity to see me in my office online that maybe in other ways it would be too difficult to come. So I look forward to seeing you there. So I thank you for joining me on Love Bonds Podcast. If you found that it helped, I'd be very appreciative of an iTunes review. Simply use your cell phone to go to Love Bonds on iTunes, tap on the podcast image, scroll down to ratings and reviews, and leave your review. And be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.